Hello, I'm a social worker from the Department of Social Services. May I come in? Thank you. What a gentleman. I would love some tea, thank you. Well then, let's get straight to business. Your neighbors were concerned for your well-being. They haven't seen you come out of your house ever since the pandemic started. They were very worried for you, so they called the non-emergency number and, well, here I am. Since you're obviously still alive, I just need to ask you some basic questions to make sure that you're doing okay. And I can be out of your hair before lunch. Yeah, it's a pretty recent change. They send social workers on wellness checks nowadays. It doesn't pay very well, but at least I get to help people. Anyway, let's talk about you. My first question is, do you have any guns or similar weapons in your house? Those are some nice guns you got there, mister. I guess I can write down that you've been exercising during this pandemic too, huh? All right. You certainly seem to be doing fine, physically speaking. How about mentally? I know I can get a little crazy when I'm cooped up in my house all day. How have you been handling it? No, that's perfectly normal. You're right to feel that way. It's great that you have support structures, even if you're talking to your friends and family on Zoom or through text messages. But you know, we're social creatures, and everyone needs some human contact every now and then. It's very considerate of you to stay home and avoid making yourself a vector. That being said, things are getting a little better now, and there are plenty of outdoor activities you can do. So as long as you're taking the necessary precautions, that is. In any case, since you're doing as well as anyone can expect in that regards, I guess we can move on to the final question. How are you feeling sexually? Sexual wellness is a critical component to a person's overall health. You don't need to go into much detail, but I do need to know how you've been feeling sexually. Oh, it's okay. Being stuck inside for so long can take its toll on your sex life. I see it very often in my line of work. That's not why you feel that way. Well, why do you feel sexually unwell then? No, stop it. You're making me blush. I'm not that pretty, but I suppose it makes sense that you'd think so, since I'm the first woman you've seen in months. But no, really. Why do you feel sexually unwell? Oh, well, geez, mister. You have a huge bulge right now. I can see why you'd feel that way. Yes, I understand having a massive erection can feel horrible when you're wearing pants, but you don't need to take it out right now. Oh, gosh. This is highly inappropriate, sir. I work for the government. You shouldn't be showing me your, penis like this. You know, it's making me very uncomfortable. Sir, I was not looking at your penis. The only reason I'm not storming out of your house right now is because, I have more paperwork to do with you. Okay. Fine. I do like how your cock looks. Admittedly, we have a lot in common since I've been sexually frustrated for months, too, but don't think that means what you're doing is okay, because it's not. You can't just whip out your huge cock in front of a girl and expect her to be hypnotized by it. That may be what happens in porn, but that is not what happens in real life. Yes, in real life, you're going to have to pay me first. You see, I'm not a prostitute, but they don't really pay social workers that well, so Hell, they cut my salary by 20% a few months back. And clearly by the look of how big and hard you are for me, you want this more than I do. So fair is fair. If you really want to shove that thick, girly cock in me, you're gonna have to pay me for it. How does $500 sound? They cut my salary by much more than that. You should be grateful that I'm offering to fuck you for that low of a price. You're trying to negotiate. How cute. I want $600. No. Scratch that. Pay me $750. Oh, honey. Your dick's so big. I'm gonna need hazard pay if you want me to put that big old thing inside my pussy. Sir, the clock's ticking. I can tell you really want it. You like how my cute pencil skirt complements my curves, don't you? Oh, my perky breasts look so good when my shirt wraps tightly around them. You're not even seeing the best part, sir. I haven't been with a guy in months, so my pussy's extra tight right now. I'm basically a virgin. It's gonna feel so good wrapped around your enormous cock, though. You could feel my tight, wet pussy just gripping every inch of that huge dick. Don't you want that? Don't you want that? Don't you want your slutty social worker to take care of your massive cock for you? Yeah. I want cash, not Bitcoin. Good. Go fetch me my money. I'll get undressed while I wait. No, sir. I don't want to tease you. Your dick looks like it's gonna explode any minute now. If I give you a striptease, I'm afraid you'd bust before I even get any time to have fun. Go on. Get my money. That's $750, all right. Looks like you're a man of your word. Let's hope you're a man with many talents. Before you get what you paid for, I should ask, do you have protection? Don't be silly. There's no condom on earth that'll fit that dick. I'm talking about a face mask. No? Well, I have extras. Here, put it on. I insist. Oh, yes, sir. I won't be giving you a blowjob. Again, I said I'd fuck you, not blow you. You wouldn't fit in my mouth anyway. Now that that's situated. So, how do you want me? You could just sit there while I slide your fat dick into my pussy and bounce up and down. Or you could just fuck the shit out of me on your coffee table. Or maybe you're more old-fashioned and you can carry me to your bedroom and fuck me slowly and sensually. Anything you want, mister. So you want it bent over the coffee table? You must really want a piece of my juicy ass, don't you? Whatever you say, sir. You're so big, mister. You don't have to go slow, though. My pussy might be tight, but I'm a big girl. I can take it. That's it. That's the spot. Oh, you're fucking me so good, sir. Oh, you're stressing me out so much. Oh, does it feel good for you too? Do you like how my tight pussy lips grip around that thick, hard cock? Fuck. Oh, I like it a lot too, mister. Oh, I like it so much. I like that cock so much, sir. You can go deeper, mister. Go ahead. Go ahead, shove them. Shove those cock balls deep in me. That's it. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so deep in me right now. Oh, don't be gentle, mister. Oh, thrust faster. Yeah. Grab my waist and shove your huge dick in me. Oh, I can feel it in my stomach. Oh, fuck. How keep fucking me like that? Oh, you feel so good right now. Oh, you have no idea. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, fuck you like that. Oh, you know. Oh, I love you when you pull my hair. Oh, rail me. Do it. Dig into me with your back cock. Oh, fuck the shit out of me. Oh, you like my tight little pussy, don't you? Don't you, mister? Oh, you know I want your fat cock deep inside of me. Oh, oh, it's throbbing so much right now. My little pussy too tight for you, huh? Oh, you can't handle it, can you? Oh, you want to come, don't you? Oh, I can tell. Oh, tell me how much you want to come. Tell me. Don't worry about it. You can come in me. Go ahead. Yeah, do it, sir. Do it, mister. I love it when a big cock comes in me. Shove your huge dick inside my pussy. Go ahead. Empty it in there. Yeah. Come in me. Come in me, mister. Just come in me. That was fun. I hope that was good use of your money. Oh, well, of course I didn't come. Are you kidding me? You lasted, what, 5 minutes? It's no big deal, though. I get it. I don't blame you. Mister, I hope next time you last a little longer when I need to do a wellness check on you. See you then, sir.